Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV. I'm out here in Saudi Arabia and I've got to say, honour to speak to you, Alistair Overeem. We spoke a little bit before I pushed record there that I followed your career excessively when you were fighting Strikeforce and Pride and all the UFC days and that. So it's an absolute honour to speak to you. And so my first question is, how's life now you're retired?
Life is... Life is treating me good. Yeah, how can I say? You know, being active as a fighter, looking back, was amazing. Brought me all over the world. I earned a couple bucks, met amazing people, had some wins, many wins, some losses. I learned from my losses. When I won, I was very happy. So it, all in all, it was a tremendous adventure. But it does give you, it does keep you, that's the right way of putting it, it keeps you in a certain stress, fight and flight. And since my last fight with Bader, I had gotten injured actually already before in the Rico camp. So I kind of kept that good with a lot of physical therapy, a lot of ice baths, a lot of holistic health. But after the fight, my body just didn't want to do it anymore. And I kept on trying for a number of months, right up until the point I just got tired of it. And I was like, it was like 6 months last March. I was like, you know what, I'm done with it. It's over, it's done. And from that moment, my body is good again. So I don't know. I don't know if my body was communicating with me. But to me now, already, what is it, almost a year, actually a year later, I noticed that my whole system has come out of the stress, out of the fight and flight, and it's come now in a nice, relaxing creativity mode. And it's wonderful, right? Of course, I've been fighting for a long time, 25 years. 94 fights, many fights, a lot of traveling, a lot of action, a lot of left, right. But now I'm in a more relaxed state, and I know I'm just enjoying life. I'm enjoying my kids. Good. I have exciting new plans in health, of all things, right? First the fight mode, the structure mode, and now health, promoting health. Actually, basically more all of the holistic health methods that kept my body healthy. The way I see it, it's now time to pass this on, right? I want the world to know that these things work. I only have one surgery done in my entire fight career, so that's 30 years of training. Only one surgery done, and I always was able to patch my body up in the holistic way. And I think this holistic method, the world needs to know. And it's actually COVID that addressed it, because during COVID, nobody seemed to understand. Preventative, right? Well, all is preventative. It's all lifestyle. So that is my next mission. I want to promote a healthy lifestyle, all of the holistic methods. Of course, sports is going to be a big facet as well. Think about the big health expo, big health summit. Think about speakers. Think about Wim Hof, one of my mentors. Met him in 2015. Amazing individual. And promoting sport, promoting health, promoting happiness, promoting faith. Faith is another important one. Good. Right? You know, it's all going to work out. We do not have to take injections or have to take pills. We can get healthy in a holistic way, and it's all about lifestyle. And that's going to be one of my big pillars coming up in the next couple of years.
I do want to talk about that. I will touch on that probably at the tail end, because a friend of mine done a podcast, James English, with Wim Hof, and me and him, we do the ice baths and the cold water therapies and that. So I do want to touch on that at the tail end of it. But there is a reason why you are here in Saudi Arabia, like myself, and a guy that you know very well in Francis Ngannou stepped into a different discipline, the boxing world, to face a very, very dangerous fighter in Anthony Joshua. Now, let's just get down to the nitty-gritty. Just tell me your thoughts on that fight.
I think it's a very interesting matchup, right? Right after Francis Ngannou and Tyson Fury. Who did not love to see that fight? And, geez, did Francis Ngannou surprise the world, right? Because everybody thought he's not really that good. I have fought Francis. I know he's a tremendous special individual with a tremendous power. So I knew if he's able to connect, and he was able to connect. So I'm very excited, very excited. And also about the fact that Anthony Joshua, of course, icon in the boxing sport, been around for a long time, but also is in a strong shape. His fight rhythm is high. He's had, four fights in the last 11 months. Mm-hmm. So his rhythm is high. So I'm very excited about this fight.
You touched on it there. You have fought Francis Ngannou. Now, people are always going about his power, and we've heard Dana White in the UFC say that he hits like a Ford Escort traveling at 60 miles an hour. Now, albeit we know 4-ounce gloves is a lot different than 10-ounce gloves, and how hard does this man hit? You've shared the octagon with him, and a lot is made, and you're probably in the prime position right now to tell the world how dangerous this man is. So, yeah, my question is, how dangerous is this guy, and how much of a monster is he?
Well, I think you can imagine it. If he hits you, that there's going to be damage. It could be over, or there could be, in the case of Tyson Fury, an 8-count. If he touches you, yeah, there's a problem. And it's like when you're playing chess, but every move the other person is making puts you checkmate, and that creates a certain puts you on edge all the time, and that could be a factor in the upcoming Anthony Joshua fight. Also, considering the weight difference.
We know, you know yourself, being an ex-fighter, that the different disciplines, there is minute differences. We know that UFC guys, MMA fighters, you maybe swing a little bit wild with your shots or longer with your shots to get behind the guard and hit the back of the ear. Boxers, we're more cute. Do you know what I mean? We short left hooks and straight, a wee bit neater with our shots. That being said, can you see Anthony Joshua being the pure boxer, finding openings on Francis Ngannou where he can do some damage? Because I think You can admit yourself, Alistair, that we've yet to see Ngannou's chin checked. We've yet to see him rocked or hurt or even dropped. So do you think Anthony Joshua is the man to chin check Francis Ngannou?
Well, we're going to see what happens. What I do know is that Francis Ngannou could take a shot. So again, it's an amazing fight, right? And are we enthusiastic? Who do you think is going to win?
You put it on me. See, this is, I never get asked a question, Alistair. The fans win. How's that? Is that a good answer? No, but I'll tell you what. I'll say Anthony Joshua just because he is the boxer, and I think that Ngannou is going to be tough. We've seen him in the UFC. I do follow the UFC and MMA and all this sort of stuff, so I do think it'll be tough. But I just think the cuteness and neatness and the delivery. Conor McGregor said the rhythm. Yeah, I think that Conor McGregor said it best, it's timing and precision beats power and speed. I think Anthony Joshua's got better timing, he's got better precision. I think that might be the difference in this fight. I don't know. Do you agree?
I would elaborate more. Francis Ngannou by KO or Anthony Joshua by decision. That's, I think, a realistic...
I think probably 80%, maybe 90% of people think the same as you. Maybe Ngannou KO or Joshua decision.
It's interesting to see the growth. And as a former fighter, I always was very good at predicting where somebody would be at after a loss or after a win. And I predict Francis Ngannou will be at his very strong shape. I kind of always gauge also at the press conference. He's sitting there very secure about himself. And then also the fact that he fought the Gypsy King and knocked him down, didn't really get in any trouble. I think that is going to be a tremendous boost for his confidence coming into this fight with Anthony Joshua.
I'll ask you a question then. Tyson Fury and Ngannou, who won that fight, in your opinion?
Difficult. It's difficult. But It's difficult because okay, so it's 10 rounds, right? Mm. So the 8th count was there. That's real damage done.
2 rounds down already.
Yeah, that's 2 points, right? Because then you're in 10-8. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then although you can compensate through all of the world rounds by just doing just a tad bit, a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So considering everything, I would give it to Gypsy King because, you know, you have to score it over 10 rounds. You can't go off of one round. Mm-hmm. And all those rounds, was the Gypsy King really that more convincing? Mm-hmm. Slightly more. His routine is better. He's able to outpoint him and do a little bit more. It was not that of a convincing win. Right, so I'm very curious if the rematch would happen. I'm definitely going to be there, right, as a boxing fan now, because there's some unfinished business, as we could see on the press conference yesterday.
Well, you were at the press conference yesterday, so when you seen the sort of back and forth between Ngannou and Tyson Fury, there was also an altercation.
Build up for the sequel.
Yeah,
right, great build up.
But did you hear about the altercation he had at His Excellency's house, Turki Alashik? So Tyson Fury rocked up to Turki Alashik's, His Excellency's house. Francis Ngannou was there, and with no cameras there, nobody there but Anthony Joshua. I think there was Eddie Hearn, Frank Warren. Ngannou, Tyson Fury went up to him and started giving him the business, so to speak. So that means that because there was no cameras there, it wasn't a show. He really, really wants another crack at Francis Ngannou, I believe. And like you say, but we need to get through Anthony Joshua. Tyson Fury needs to get through Usyk before we see it. And
both are serious hurdles, right? Because Usyk is also a genius. Yeah. Anthony Joshua is also an icon. So it's a very exciting landscape now in boxing. I'm very excited to be a spectator, not a competitor. I got the question. I said, hey, are you here to... No. Nice and retired. On the sidelines, of course, you know, I have the eye of a fighter. I look at the fights a little bit different, but enjoying it. And it promises to be a fantastic evening tomorrow already.
Tomorrow. Crept up on us, Alistair. Now, like I said to you before, during the start of this interview, that I followed your career a lot when I was coming through and saw you. And you were a kickboxer, you were a striker, and you've done all that. Was there ever an opportunity? Because like I said, you didn't say no to anybody. You fought Junior Dos Santos. You fought Mark Hunt. You fought Brock Lesnar. You fought Francis Ngannou, Fabrizio Verdum. I probably forgot Big Country, Roy Nelson. You fought everybody they put in front of you. So was there ever an opportunity when you were fighting to step into the boxing world and fight one of the heavyweights on our side?
No. Never an offer, never an opening. If there was, I probably would have jumped on it. The purses in boxing are higher. It's just a different game. Was I ever any good at boxing? Not specifically. I mean, I can punch hard, but boxing is a whole different game, right? There's so many details. I appreciate it way more now than I'm a spectator. But and how good can you translate all those details in your actual performance? So it never was an option for me. But if it was, who would know? Who knows what would have happened?
Who would you have fought in the boxing world then? Who would you have fought if the opportunity came back when you were fighting in your prime? And who was around in your prime? The Klitschkos, I believe. Anthony Joshua, maybe Tyson Fury as well. But who would you have loved to have fought in your prime in the boxing world?
Considering my level with boxing, it was not on that level, I can tell you. So it was not realistic. And for me to now sit there, I would have thought that this is not realistic. And I'm retired also, so it's like, let's not stir something up which was not even there in the first place.
Good answer.
But we did cross over. We went into kickboxing, K1. That was kind of my crossover time. It was an exciting time, right? Because, of course, as an outsider, you're seen as a threat by the entire organization. So all of the K1 guys, kickboxing guys at the time were, talking about me and talking smack and hyping. So I can only imagine now the same with Francis Ngannou, right? He's into a different realm. He had to prove himself. Now everybody's a little bit, he's real, right? He's a real force. And again, very curious how he's going to perform on Friday.
So you know yourself as a heavyweight, it takes one shot. It only takes one punch and then from the guys your size and that's it over with. And I've asked this question a lot this week, and I feel like it's a decent question to ask, obviously, because Joshua can obviously bang. We've seen his knockouts. I think he's had 20 plus, went the distance 4 or 5 times in his career in nearly 30 fights. Ngannou can clearly punch. Is this a case of whoever lands first wins this fight?
Well, considering the weight difference, I believe Francis Ngannou is a little bit more heavy. So that's significant. I think if Francis lands, there could be damage done. And I think in if we could look at Anthony Joshua, he needs to land a couple of times, right? And a couple of times consecutively. So, yeah.
It's interesting, definitely.
Who's able to land, right? Who's able to land? Who's able to pull it off first?
That's where we're spectators, and we love the sport, we love the combat. Exactly, 10 rounds is a long time. I've got to ask as well, the undercard, I don't know if you follow Zhili Zhang and Joseph Parker and that fight.
It's
a very exciting fight, and it's a clash of styles. You've got Zhang, who's, you mentioned the weight difference, and he's a much heavier man, much bigger man than Joseph Parker. Joseph, obviously, smaller and quicker on his feet, maybe a little bit faster hands, explosive. Can you touch on that fight for me? Can you pick a winner on that one?
If I listen to my gut, I'm going to go for Parker. To be honest, I've not seen anything from Zhang. So he's a little bit unfamiliar to me. But again, I go off of my instinct, what I've saw at the press conference. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the right way to put it.
Let's touch on it then. You touched on it at the beginning. Obviously, I got given a booklet over there that there's another reason why you're out here in Saudi Arabia. And I saw the picture of Wim Hof, like, I do the cold water therapy as well, and I believe you probably do as well. And I just want to touch on, if you can just let the people know, the other reason as to why you're out here in Saudi Arabia.
Yes. Well, I'm here to talk about my plans, my future plans. So I'm here to organize a health expo. We're still looking at where we're going to pull off the first one, but a health expo, think of all the holistic methods that actually kept my body safe and recovered during my 30 years of training and 25 years of competing. I only have one surgery done. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's now important to share that with the world because it works. We don't need to get injections or pills for our health. We can just do it ourselves. There needs to be a will, though. Right? You need to have some discipline also. Sports is also a big factor in maintaining health. So sports will also be a big factor at the expo. We need to get people moving and actively engaged in pursuing their own health. And if you do not, it's not good. Mm-hmm. And it's important that people understand that. So I want to organize a big platform, get all the athletes in there, speakers, Wim Hof, think about everybody in the ice, biggest ice bath, 10,000 people breaking records, putting Saudi Arabia even more on the map, and doing it with your friends, good people, good energy. But also food, alternative methods, all that kind of kept me in the shape that I'm now. Everything is still working. Mm-hmm. After 30 years of stress, 25 years of all kinds of 94 fights, but everything is still working. So now we need to get that into the world, and that's my new mission. One of my missions, because the other part is phone addiction. Mm. A big problem, right? We can see it all around us. I've detoxed myself from the device. I can tell you, if you detox yourself, you're going to feel amazing. It is the leading cause of depression now, right? Mm-hmm. The depressions are up 4,000%. What is causing that? Nobody really knows. I know. It's the phone that's doing that. It's actually the technology that's doing that. And we need to detox from it. And then you'll realize, you'll feel how it is affecting you. And I can guarantee you, once you detox yourself once, your life will be changed, and you'll... And I'm not saying limit your phone use. You just need a detox, and probably once a year. Just detox, but it's about the first one. The first one is the difficult one, because many people do not realize how the phone is negatively impacting your system. You only realize that once you detox.
I've got a question on that then, because my oldest daughter, she's 6, and sometimes when we give her the iPad, like, it's hard to get it off her. I mean, we do take the iPad off her. It's a tantrum, and she's only 6. It's like that iPad is a part of her. It's an extension of her body, and it's like, just give me an iPad. You've been on it an hour. We want to take it off you, but she throws this tantrum, and obviously she's only 6 years old. So have you delved into that side of it, as kids being addicted rather than adults? Your daughter as well?
She addressed me to the whole thing. My daughter's 14. She got depressed. She's now 17. But she got depressed, couldn't go to school anymore, and that actually forced me to look into that situation. What is going on there, right? She's safe. There's no friends, no drugs. Her mother, my ex, remarried, 2 brothers on that same. Everything healthy. Everything very good. Everything perfect. But it was her device. She's loved on her device. What is going on with that device? I myself also looked at myself. I'm a lot on my phone. You know, and I'm grabbing it without any reason. I'm, you know, too many hours, too many minutes. So I decided to detox myself. And geez, your entire world will change once you do that once. And I helped 152 people in the process detox from their device, made a lot of notes. I'm putting that all in, all that information in an app to help people detox from their device. The app, we're going to start testing in a week. It'll be done in, I think, maybe 6 weeks-ish, something like this. And then people can get off their phone addictions.
I'm more of a tough love type of guy. I normally just take the iPad off and let her have the tantrum, try and calm it down. Is that a good or bad way? Am I doing it right? Or
She's going to be pissed.
Yes.
And that's a sign of addiction. Mm-hmm. She's addicted.
Yes.
And if we look at it more broad, 60, 70, 80, maybe even 90% of the world is addicted. So what has happened, we kind of slept into it, so you can't blame anybody. We are all junkies for the next hit of information, comment, like, news, whatever it may be, but we are junkies. And if I can complement that with which junkie do we know that has a happy end? Doesn't have. No. So we need a detox. My message is: you detox once, your reality will change. You're gonna, like I did it myself. I've done now 2 detoxes. The first one was 2 years ago. The addiction comes back though slowly. So last July I detoxed myself again, and I'm actually now going to do it next week. So I'm going to detox myself for the third time. So it'll most likely become a yearly thing. But
can I just jump in? How long do you detox for? How long do you stay off your phone for?
It's a month. Yeah.
Is that just obviously you need your phone to make calls and maybe the odd email because obviously you're obviously a busy man? Is that just the apps? Is it like the social media apps you detox from, or just your phone completely?
You can write, but limited.
Right.
And calling you can just do unlimited, but looking at your screen has a negative impact on your system.
Right.
The phone is literally attacking your system in multiple ways. No, don't do that. Just detox. Download the app. Detox. Feel the difference.
What's the app called?
It's going to be HO 360. So Alistair Overeem 360, and it's going to be an amazing app because there's phone detox is the main thing, but there'll be a couple more surprises coming after.
Well, make sure you download that app when it gets out, folks. One final one for me, then, Alistair. I know Charlotte over there has been patiently waiting, so I won't keep you much longer. Your final thoughts, your final prediction on the huge fight tomorrow night. Anthony Joshua, Francis Ngannou, what's going to happen?
I think the fans are going to be the big winner, right? Because boxing is very much alive here in Saudi Arabia. Leaning a little bit more towards Francis Ngannou, judging of what I saw on the press conference. Of course, I look at fights and fighters a little bit different because I've been in there many times myself. So leaning a little bit more towards Francis Ngannou, but Anthony Joshua also is a stud, an icon of the sport, been around for a long time. And I'm just awaiting a beautiful performance by both.
Mm.
Yeah. And when there's a beautiful performance by both, there's no losers, right? That's how I see it.
Exactly. And it's as long as the fans win, we're happy, right?
Absolutely.
Alistair, thank you so much, brother. And listen, I'm going to get onto that app because I think it will be good for my youngest daughter that's coming through. She's only 2. She's not got an iPad yet. So
The problem is the youth doesn't understand they're addicted and they don't understand life without the devices.
Yes.
So us adults have to take the lead. We have to do it. We have to detox ourselves first. And then we understand what it is doing to us. And then we need to, just detox our kids.
Yeah,
right? That's how it goes.
I like that. Honestly, I'm going to get on board with that, Alistair, because I think it's a very, very positive message. And it's a message that needs to be said.
Yeah, you're going to love what it does to you, the effects. Again, I'm reiterating, it'll most likely become a yearly activity because of your quality of life. Quality of life goes up.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to enjoy everything more.
Good. I'm looking forward to that. Alistair, like I say, Charlotte's been patiently waiting. And I do thank you for waiting so long. But Alistair, like I said, thank you so much, brother. And I'll see you. I'll see you at the weigh-in later on. Thank you very much, man. Thank you. Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.